So the president does his show, and of course it's Memorial Day weekend, so you know he does a Heil everybody. And as I listened to what he was saying, it really, really bugged me. Because if you, all you have to do is, you know, add a mustache, an armband, or maybe just think North Korea, and if you just saw subtitles of what he's saying, you would think to yourself, my God, he's an insane dictator. He's obsessed with war. With war and egocentric nonsense. Do you think we could listen to this and remove ourselves and step back and think, kind of reverse it? Do you think we can do a role reversal on ourselves? Do you think that's possible? Because at first I was like, oh, just another boring speech about Memorial Day. And I played it again. I forced myself. And I listened again. I'm like, the words coming out of his mouth, they're inhumane. Should we give it a try?
I'm a game.
All right. Heil, everybody.
Hi, everybody. This week I've been speaking about America's national security.
Okay. That's the setup, because that's not, he's been talking about what's when it's legal to kill people.
Our past, our present, and our future. On Thursday, I outlined the future of our fight against terrorism, the threats we face, and the way in which we will meet them. On Friday, I went to Annapolis to celebrate the extraordinary young men and women of the United States Naval Academy's class of 2013. The sailors and Marines who will not only lead that fight, but who will lead our country for decades to come.
So already he's talking about fight. There's already the word fight has come out in his message of love and peace.
And on Monday, we celebrate Memorial Day.
Ah.
Unofficially, it's the start of summer, a chance for us to spend some extra time with family and friends at barbecues or on the beach, getting a little fun and relaxation in before heading back to work.
If you got a job.
It's also a day on which we set aside some time on our own or with our families to honor and remember all the men and women who have given their lives in service to this country we love.
Okay, so far, so good. But remember now, this is 2013, when we're all supposed to be getting along, and we're a global universe, we've got the internet, we communicate with people all over the world, and this guy is not going to talk about war.
They are heroes, each and every one. They gave America the most precious thing they had, the last full measure of devotion.
So when you die, it's now called the last full measure of devotion. Do you feel this is where I went, that's like, you know, I've heard of the ultimate sacrifice.
Devotion.
It's the last full measure of devotion.
Devotion?
Yes, devotion.
That's a rather odd word to be using.
It gets worse.
And because they did, we are who we are today.
What?
A free and prosperous nation, the greatest in the world.
See, this is what, if Kim Jong-un stands up and says, we're the greatest nation in the world, everyone goes, "You shut down, sit up, a-hole." But when Obama does it, it's okay? No, I don't think it's good for anyone to say we're the best in the world. It's just, this is not modern anymore. This is not modern speak.
At a time when only about 1% of the American people bear the burden of our defense.
Oh, I see.
That's not true.
And we're all leeching. We're just leeching off of their true dedication. And that's not true. You're right.
The service and sacrifice of our men and women in uniform isn't always readily apparent. And that's partly because our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen are so skilled at what they do. It's also because those who serve tend to do so quietly. They don't seek the limelight. They don't serve for our admiration or even our gratitude. They risk their lives, and many give their lives, for something larger than themselves or any of us.
See, that is also just not true anymore. I'm sorry. I speak to these men and women. It's a job. It was probably the only job that they had in many, many cases, or it's a family legacy, because you know you've got families who are bakers and families who are, you know, military men and women, and it's a job. And right now, they hate you. They hate your guts. I'm speaking on behalf of the American men and service women who tell me they hate you. They hate you for what you're making them do, for how long you're making them do it, for the unclear reasons that they're doing it. And you're screwing them right now by taking away their money. They do not like you, and this is not going over well, this little Heil speech of yours.
The ideals of liberty and justice that make America a beacon of hope for the world.
No, it's not a beacon of hope. You can't get in. You got to have Ausweis, all kinds of papers. It costs thousands of dollars. And then you get in here and then you're just treated like a slave. That's not true anymore.
That's been true throughout our history.
Up until, like, George Bush the first, maybe.
From our earliest days, when a tiny band of revolutionaries stood up to an empire, to our 9/11 generation, which...
Oh, our 9/11 generation. There
Ooh,
it
that's
is.
That's a good one.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. You're the 9/11. You used to be the Pepsi generation. Now you're the 9/11 generation, which means forever you will be terrorized by your government with the thought that if you don't stand up and if you don't have the ultimate dedication like the 1% of the people who do, then you're just a leecher and you're not here for the best country in the universe. This makes me sick.
Continues to serve and sacrifice today. Every time a threat has risen, Americans have risen to meet it. And because of that courage, that willingness to fight and even die, America endures.
John, this is sickening. Tell me, I'm not crazy.
Not crazy!
That is the purpose of Memorial Day. To remember, with gratitude, the countless men and women who gave their lives so we could know peace and live in freedom. And we must do more than remember. We must care for the loved ones that our fallen service members have left behind. We must make sure all our veterans have the care and benefits they've earned and the jobs and opportunity they deserve.
Well, then why don't you start doing that?
We must be there for the military families whose loved ones are in harm's way, for they serve as well. And above all, we must make sure that the men and women of our armed forces have the support they need to achieve their mission safely at home and abroad.
All right. So,
safely at home.
Yeah, oh yeah, their mission safely
what
at home.
What mission do they have at home?
Say, well, let's listen again.
The jobs and opportunity they deserve. We must be there for the military families whose loved ones are in harm's way, for they serve as well. And above all, we must make sure that the men and women of our armed forces have the support they need to achieve their mission safely at home and abroad. The young men and women I met at the Naval Academy this week know the meaning of service. They've studied the heroes of our history. They've chosen to follow in their footsteps, to stand their watch, man a ship, lead a platoon. They are doing their part, and each of us must do ours. So this weekend, as we commemorate Memorial Day, I ask you to hold all our fallen heroes in your hearts. And every day, let's work together to preserve what their sacrifices achieved, to make our country even stronger, even more fair, even more free. That's our mission. It's our obligation.
Mission is to make us more free.
And it is our privilege as the heirs of those
get to it
and more fair
came before us and as citizens of the United States of America.
You know, thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, thanks. Hey, thanks.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks. Heil, hey, thanks.
Hey, thanks. Hey, okay, I'm done. Thanks.
If at least he was honest and said, look, let me be clear. We make stuff that goes on the stuff, these strap on the stuff that kills stuff. And that's our business, all right? And that is what keeps our economy working. So that's why we got to put people everywhere so we can continue to sell stuff. We sell this stuff. This is what we make, is what we sell.